This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we continue our story with Andrew Ebert of Heartland Mini Hoofs. Heartland Mini Hoofs is a mini equine or small horse visiting program that Andrew took on as her retirement project. Andrew spends her time traveling to nursing homes and other facilities with her horses, and her mission is to bring smiles to the residents.
And the same thing happened last Friday, which was really special. We were in Shelbyville, and a lady was there, and as we typically what we do is we go and we visit with a group of people. We go around and see them, and then we go down up and down the halls to those that didn't feel like coming out for the day. And this woman had came out late, and so I walked over with Bailey, and the gal that was with me said she probably won't, you know, respond. Well, as soon as I walked towards her, her eyes lit up, and so she began smiling, and so I knelt down, and Bailey stood there for about 10 minutes, and during that time, she was reaching out with a couple of fingers, touching her face, and just smiling, and she actually spoke a couple of times to me. That's why we do what we do.
Wow, just amazing, and I'm sure it means a lot to the families to see these relatives interacting when maybe they haven't for years. So,
well, and one of the funniest things is I walked in a room one day, and a lady was on a phone, and she said to, I'm assuming her daughter, she goes, there's a horse in my room. And she said it again, there's a horse in my room. And then she just looked at me and handed me the phone. And I said, and I'm sure her daughter thought mom was having an issue that day.
Yes.
And I said, hello. And she goes, who is this? And I said, the lady with the horse in the room. She goes, there really is. And I said, yes, ma'am, there really is. So that has happened to us on numerous occasions. But, you know, that's a nice thing. Some facilities plan events around us coming so that they ask, you know, their kids and grandkids and great-grandkids to come in. So it really becomes a family matter. And also, these horses open up dialogue. A lot of these residents had horses when they were younger. A lot of them worked with workhorses just like these guys are, because these were actually workhorses in the 1800s, believe it or not, these little things.
Wow. I did not know that, so that's interesting. So visiting nursing homes, do you try to stick to this area? Do you travel far?
Farther than I probably should, according to my husband. Being from Taylorville, we try to stay within an hour and a half. You know, an hour and a half in the trailer is long enough for them, and then by the time we get in and do an hour and a half on the visit, an hour and a half home, that's a full day for them. You know, when I originally had this idea and was going to start at that, I do this 1 or 2 days a week. I go 5 days a week, some days six. So that's a lot of work on them. So I want to make sure we never overuse them. You know, I need to protect them in a lot of ways.
Sure. Kind of like a person. We all need our personal space once
sure.
in a while.
Sure.
I can understand that. So as far as scheduling a visit or if someone's interested, how can they talk to you and maybe set something up?
You know, it's real easy. They can either send me an email, and my email is barnmom50@gmail.com, and I have that because all I ever did for my daughter was write checks. I didn't write, I just wrote checks. Or they can give me a call. My number is 217-825-3747. You know, we're a non-for-profit 501c3. Our next big mission that I have to get started with is trying to find some corporate sponsors. You know, gas and the expenses of having the horses, feed, sawdust, those kinds of things. We'd like to get some of those things covered, you know, by having some corporate sponsors. So that's what we're going to work on this next year.
I can imagine just any idea of the number of miles that you drive in a week or a year.
Well,
or
let's put it this way. If my husband's not listening, I'll tell you right now, I'm at 10,300 miles.
Wow.
Yeah. So he I'm not going to tell him when this is on so he can't listen.
Yes, your secret.
My secret's safe.
Yeah.
But we average 10 to 12,000 miles. Right now we're at 128 visits so far this year. And we're still, right now I'm taking bookings in January and February. We are booked out till then.
And this is mostly for nursing homes, or do you branch out to other?
Well, we've branched, you know. We started with nursing homes, hospitals, and those kinds of facilities. We are now starting a new program. It's called Say Woe to Bullying. It is aimed at third and fourth graders. And it is helping kids to recognize what bullying is and most of all how to stop it. And so we actually use the horses in conjunction with this program. And so we presented our first program last week and it went very well. We have another program this week and then we have 14 more before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah. 14 presentations. And that's with the nursing home visits too.
Sure.
So we're really excited about that because I think it's something that that is so needed right now for our kids is to help them recognize how to make it stop.
Yes. I just keep saying, wow, but it's so, it's such a unique thing to be talking about and learning about. I just really think it's a really great thing that you're doing.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. As far as we'll talk a little bit more about the horses, would you like to share with us their diet? Do they eat hay, grain, just grass?
Well, a little bit of both. They eat grain and people are shocked. They only eat a third of a cup a day.
Wow.
And when you look at it, a third of a cup's not very much.
No.
But they have unlimited access to hay and grass when the grass is good. We keep them at our farm. They have inside stalls with a heater above their stalls, so they're rather pampered. During the summer, they have big fans on them. In the trailer, they have a customized trailer. It is a cargo trailer that we actually raise funds for by standing in front of Walmart asking for donations. And we took a cargo trailer. We put in four windows 32 inches from the floor so that they can look out as we're traveling. So they peek out at everybody as we're driving by. And there's a big fan in there too for them. So they have a pretty cushy lifestyle.
Well, they do work a lot.
Yes, they do. They deserve it.
They earn it. There you go. And you do have to keep them pretty clean. You were sharing a little bit about that when you first got here.
Sure. We keep them shaved. Which is unusual in the winter up here, but I also keep them blanketed in the winter. And the reason we keep them shaved is to keep them clean because we do go into so many medical facilities and hospitals and things. So during the winter, I have a water heater that we can give them baths inside our shop. I also use a shop vac to keep the dirt off of them. But they are extremely clean. And that's part of the fun is how soft they are.
Yes.
It's like a young man getting a Buzz haircut, that little short hair.
They were very soft. And Bailey, she's freshly shaved. And
oh,
we were
and
all
she smells good.
That. Yeah, she does. Well, Andra, it has been a great visiting with you and learning about Heartland Mini Hoofs. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you'd like to mention?
Well, I think the big thing people ask is, if we do parties, no, we don't, because they are trained strictly for therapy, so I'd like to keep them in that vein. The other thing is people always ask, how much does it cost? We don't have a set fee. We accept donations. So if someone, a facility or an event wants us to come visit, it is on a donation basis only. I would say donations, we've had everything from $75 to $500. So I would say the average is $75 to $125. And that helps cover our gas and you know, the things that go along with their care.
Andra Ebert, owner of Heartland Mini Hoofs from Christian County. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.